Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
$10,000 toward paying off your vehicle. Plus, weekly winners will receive $500 Visa gift cards. Visit O'ReillySweeps.com for official rules. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 25th. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. The celebration continues tonight in San Francisco following a landmark ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. That's how it sounded just after 7 a.m. Pacific time as the justices, by a 5-4 vote, made same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. In San Francisco, City Attorney Dennis Herrera talked about the long legal fight.
It was a culmination of something that I have said repeatedly over the course of the last 11 years. The beauty of using the power of the law to make a difference in people's lives each and every day.
The celebration started at City Hall, where then-Mayor Gavin Newsom challenged California law in 2004 and started issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. KGO 810's Kim McAllister was there.
A celebration as the Supreme Court rules that marriage equality is afforded by the Constitution, that the right to marry is fundamental, paving the way for same-sex marriage in all 50 states, including the 13 that still ban them. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee.
Did you feel the earth shake this morning?
Yes!
I just wanted to tell you that I don't think it was an earthquake, but I do believe it was the scales of justice tipping. And it was the arc of our history being bent.
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom talked about his role in history.
Today is about an affirmation of all of us and our unique capacity to do extraordinary things.
The Supreme Court's decision was a close one by a 5-4 vote, and it was a contentious legal debate, according to reports. Correspondent Stacey Cohen with details on the justices who voted against same-sex marriage.
In one of the dissenting opinions, Chief Justice John Roberts argued the court should not be able to set such a precedent. Under the Constitution, judges have the power to say what the law is, not what the law should be. And in another dissent, Justice Samuel Alito says it's not the court's role to decide, but rather, the Constitution leaves that question to be decided by the people of each state.
One of those New York prison escapees is dead tonight. Richard Matt, convicted of snapping his boss's neck and then cutting up his body, was killed today during a gun battle.
Richard Matt was shot and killed in a shootout with law enforcement. It appears that he had gotten a hold of a gun along the way. It's unclear where he was able to gain access to a gun.
Justice correspondent Pamela Brown says it happened near the Canadian border.
There was a shootout after a driver of a camper called 911 near Malone, New York. That's where it happened.
The search, however, continues for that second escapee, convicted killer David Sweat, and so far no sign of him.
He wanted to start a race war, but he came to the wrong place.
In Charleston, South Carolina today, a message to gunman Dylan Roof at the funeral services of Reverend Clementa Pinckney. President Barack Obama eulogized Pinckney, also a popular state senator, saying Roof may have killed 9 people, but he did not achieve his goals.
The alleged killer could have never anticipated the way the families of the fallen would respond when they saw him in court in the midst of unspeakable grief with words of forgiveness.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time coming up on 8:04.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
It is time again to check your Bay Area roadways, and for that, we go to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in West Menlo Park. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. 280 northbound at Alpine Road. Lanes 1 and 2 blocked by all manner of large debris. Pallets, crates. One report even saying a large metal box leaking tar all over the road. The DOT says another 20 minutes or so to get those lanes clear. Right now you're inching along back to Page Mill Road. If you're heading into the city to celebrate, well, westbound 80 across the Bay Bridge is all clear now and only minor slowdowns on the Skyway. Eastbound 80 in the city is completely clear and across the lower deck to Treasure Island. From there, you've got minor slowdowns to the tolls, but from there, traffic crawls again from the tolls to University Avenue in Berkeley. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com or call 415-421-4222 today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's and the Giants are home in the Bay Area tonight. A's trailing the Royals 4-1, bottom of three. Giants, Rockies, no score, bottom of three. Now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, yesterday's scorcher was followed up with some slightly cooler temperatures. Saturday, cooler still, partly sunny around the Bay and inland, mostly cloudy at the coast. Highs in the upper 50s to mid 80s, but then on Sunday, look for the heat to make a comeback, and that's going to stay with us through the middle of next week. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies. The hot spot is still in Fairfield at 83 degrees. We've got 62 in Oakland, 75 in San Jose, 68 in San Mateo, 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
Hey, getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show. A huge weekend here in the city and all over America. But Pride Weekend going on in downtown San Francisco. And boy, oh boy, it seems like the whole town is popping. There's just a special feeling in the air. And there's a lot of things going on. And it is LGBT night with the Giants. At the game?
Yeah, for sure.
The A's are playing. I mean, everything's going on.
If you're sitting on your couch, you're making a big mistake. Although we love having you there, if you're listening to us.
Yeah, if you just want to chill, I understand that. Yes, because traffic probably is going to be somewhat of a nightmare this weekend.
Oh, man, is it ever? Like, yeah. At least in San Francisco, is it ever,
right.
ever the weekend
sure
for public
you,
transit?
Yes, I was just going to say, yes, Bart, take us away. By the way, we should have brought Los Lobos in here for this, because he goes to all these country music festivals, and I know that the Deadheads are here and the Grateful Dead's playing at Levi, but I don't think none of these things that I have on here, the three most annoying people at summer music festivals, I don't think it is applicable to anyone going to the Dead concert. So, but, you know, those who are going to the... What was it? It was the Kenny Chesney concert at Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Yes.
Where they had to throw out hundreds of drunks because they were getting out of control. It was just nuts. And I think that's probably where this came from. SavingCountryMusic.com. Yeah. So they came out with a list of the 10 most annoying people at summer music festivals. And we picked out the three best ones. So number one is the overprepared, expensive gear dude.
Oh. With one of those...
Los Lobos.
What's that called? The backpack on your back? A wet pack, I guess, that's filled with water. Or vodka, if you're really a party guy.
Because he's our cowboy. Not only our news guy, but he's our cowboy. So he attends all these concerts. And, you know, this is definitely was in play. I'm talking about you because you and your Kenny Chesney infatuation. Yeah, and then
Dierkes Brantley.
You know what? You are cracked out every time you get you. What am I? Your country music whipping boy?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
No, actually, I like country music. I don't have a problem with it. What I don't like is the exclusion of females with all
that
of that salad
not happening.
Thing.
You're making way too big a deal about that.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Why do you keep keeping that in there?
Well, those radio consultants.
You know what? I know who they are.
Yeah, we know who they are.
I know who the girls are, and they're quite
Miranda. Good. So anyway, back to Lambo. So. During the Kenny Chesney concert, when hundreds of people were thrown out, and the medical aid station, they were backed up around the field.
Yeah. So, women were being groped. Men were crapping their pants.
That's right. Yes, they were pooping their pants.
Oh, this is so good. I crapped my pants.
SavingCountryMusic.com put out this list today. And so here we picked the best three. Annoying things that go on at summer country music festivals. The overprepared, expensive gear dude. Ask him why he brought 3 L.L. Bean shirts, 4 USB devices, and an $1,800 tent. Actually, don't. Because he spends most of his time fumbling with the expensive gear to get them exactly right. And, you know, does bad white guy dancing at the side of the stage.
Yeah,
ends all of his festival conversations with stay hydrated and don't forget your sunscreen.
Oh,
does it ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Clueless, over-screaming front row chick.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. She isn't even sure who the band is, but she really, really wants to have one of the guitar player's babies, then immediately buries her face in her phone after
each
set.
Are you sure we're not talking about rocker chicks like Heather?
No, this is SavingCountryMusic.com. And then she gets completely blitzed off her half a wine cooler and had to call her uncle to come rescue her. Does that sound?
Well, you're her uncle, who's her brother?
Yeah,
and her boyfriend,
Uncle John.
Yes. By the way, did you see that Heather got you? We were trying to pick out which one was. Where'd you get this? Is this?
Oh, I don't even remember anymore.
That's
I ripped it out of the back
a
of a magazine.
Spanish language magazine about what a Mexican cowboy looks
right.
like.
Right, Los Lobos.
I think it's from San Francisco.
So you
magazine.
Can be Los Lobo.
Los Lobo?
Yeah,
Los
we
Lobo.
Gave you a new name. Yeah. You weren't in the room when it happened, but...
You need some of those curled up, you know.
You know what? Actually, I was at the San Jose Flea Market, which is a must-do because the mariachis are fantastic. But I was looking at some
of
those
stuff.
I was looking at those boots with the curled up toes because I will wear them.
Absolutely.
In fact, I have a pair of half boots that kind of look like that. I'll wear them in if you'd like.
Well, you know, my friends in San Antonio, because I worked so many years there in that market, I mean, off and on for, over a decade. One of the cool things about the equality marriage ruling came out today, it said, if you have a problem anywhere in Texas, just roll on down here to Bexar County. We'll sign you up. You got to love that. So God bless San Antonio.
I only go as far south as Austin.
Oh, please. Well, you're missing out.
Oh, I'm just kidding, okay. Drex. Come
okay.
on.
Okay. And then there's the lawn chair old fart. They travel in couples and groups, and they place their chairs, halfway to the stage, and they also bring their own lunch. And they're wondering aloud why all the music is so loud, but they're more concerned whether or not, with which band is coming up next, and they will report you if you're smoking dope.
It's better than that, though. Are the young women, and there are lots of women at these concerts who sit in those grassy areas and bring chairs. In about hour two or three, they are just sacked out. I mean, they are asleep or passed out. And it's not just one, but it's like a couple. You know, every other group. It's kind of funny.
what's your country music schedule look like?
There's not a lot in July, but there's a bunch coming up in August.
Mm-hmm.
Dierkes Bentley will play at Shoreline, but I'm going to see him up near Sacramento. Luke Bryan is playing at Levi's Stadium at the end of August, but I won't be there.
Yeah, McBride's coming, Martino.
And I'm gonna see Incubus in Reno. I'm gonna see Three Doors Down at the Thunder Valley Casino outside of Sacramento.
Wow, well you'll have to take notes here and get back to us.
Yeah.
If people are behaving
yeah.
this way.
I was thinking
festivals.
About going to yeah. see Eddie Van Halen
there you go.
At Shoreline. But it's like a Wednesday concert, and of course I've got to hang out
Not
with you
Eddie.
Two.
Well,
sorry.
Well,
and then they're at the Concord Pavilion on the 9th of
Van
July.
Halen. Well, you heard all this haterade going on in between the group, Michael Anthony and Eddie going at each other, then Sammy
good,
Hagar bitching
good,
and moaning because
good. It makes for good ticket
okay,
sales.
Okay, whatever. I just want you to send us a picture of the guy that crapped his pants.
You know what? I was with 40,000 people at Levi's Stadium for that Kenny Chesney concert, and I saw nothing. I saw no fights. I know.
That's because you were passed out with that chick in the front.
Oh, you are so wrong.
Well, you know, Heather's.
You and tequila made me crazy.
Oh, God. Los Lobo.
My head's exploding.
I know. Do you know your tequila? You know, tequila. No, tequila's like fine wine now. You can go down to Mexico and do a nice little yo-yo. Yeah, it's smooth.
Just make sure it's all pure blue agave so you don't have the hangover.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I know that trick. The good tequila will not give you a hangover. The good booze will not give you a gnarly hangover.
Yeah, I've always heard that. Well, Heather, you should take note of that. Oh, bring that.
Oh, God, yeah, no, I am so ahead of you by decades on that.
Oh, please.
Oh, please, what?
Yeah, no.
That's my line.
I love it on Kimmel, you know, because Guillermo says it all the time. You know, drink tequila, no hangover.
Well, drink good tequila. You don't want to drink that really gold stuff that comes in the square bottle.
No.
But you know what? There's good margarita tequila. There's a good sipping tequila. There's a tequila called a Fortaleza, and it's like sipping fine Kentucky bourbon.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's real good.
Bourbon's really down.
What's the one that comes in the big? It looks like a perfume bottle. It looks like Chanel.
You mean the square one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite Corzo.
Yes.
And the bottle was designed by someone who designs perfume bottles. It's got the spout over on the side. Yeah, you can drink a lot of that and be okay.
All right.
I'm
well,
here
thank
to tell
you very
you.
Much. Well,
that's
thank,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep us
Enjoy
informed.
Dorcas Bouncely.
Jana Kramer. I've told the guys down at Nash, I said, if Jana Kramer ever comes in this radio station, I want to meet her.
Well, maybe that'll happen. Yes, we have Nash FM in our building now at 92.3 FM. Okay, right. So coming up next, we're going to be talking to Dickie D. He's the Mad Magazine, probably the Mad's maddest writer. And we're going to talk about some of the game shows from the 70s, specifically Match Game, and what a hot mess it was. You're going to love this. So if you were young, or you were middle-aged in the 70s or whatever, and you didn't know what was going on with Match Game, oh, boy.
You're just like, these are some squirrely adults.
Strap yourself in. Yeah. And I just thought they were having a good time. Turns out, well, you'll find out coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-698-2121 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book Safe Money Millionaire to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-698-2121. 1-800-698-2121. 2121. That's 1-800-698-2121.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. Attention homeowners. Stop looking for blinds, shades, shutters, curtains, or drapes in a store or online when 3-Day Blinds brings the showroom to you with custom window fashions to fit your budget. Transform a boring room and cut your utility bills with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Whether you know exactly what you want or not quite sure, we've got the perfect selection and you can see them right in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds design consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Now you can buy window treatments the smart way, straight from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, we'll help design, measure, and install on your schedule and budget. Window fashion is all we do, and for over 35 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Through this special promotion, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. 3-Day Blinds, we'll come to you. Schedule your free in-home design consultation now. Call 800-298-7108. That's 800-298-7108. 800-298-7108.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
The following
following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record. Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetics and created the world's most powerful muscle car. And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars. Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics at your local 7-Eleven.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Get ready to match the stars. Orson Bean. Brett Sowers. Charles Nelson Reilly. Marianne Mobley. Richard Dawson. And Betty White. We play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 74.
Oh, my. Well, I was thinking Match Game 77, but the show went for a long time. Let's say good evening to our guests, Dick D. Bartolo. And, Dick, thank you very much for joining me from Mad Magazine, probably Mad's maddest writer. And I guess you are.
This is actually the blankest show I've been on.
Oh, really?
It's a match game quiz. It's a match game question.
That's
funnest? That's right.
Drunkest?
No.
Stupidest?
Still sober.
There you go.
Still sober. At least until 10 o'clock when we get off and we can join the rest of the celebration because of the equality ruling that came down
great.
Today.
It's super. It's just super.
Are you in the East Coast?
Yes, I'm in New York City, Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure they're celebrating, but you can imagine what's going on out here in the city.
Absolutely. It's so thrilling. I can hardly believe it.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing. All right. Well, Dickie D, we wanted to talk to you because, you know, when I think back to the 70s and being, you know, just starting my adolescence, and I think of, wow, I used to come home. It was like one of my favorite after school shows because I just thought it was funny and it was tacky. And I was thinking, you know, well, it's kind of a link. I guess this is the link to adulthood. And it seems like one big cocktail party. Turns out it was.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, there's a funny thing about it. When I was hired to write the Match Game, it was almost a serious show. The questions were, we called them straight questions. They were, name a president who appears on Money, name a red flower, name something you can make with an egg.
And
that was what the questions were, and it was a one-year contract. And 10 months in, Mark Goodson called me and he said, "Listen, NBC's not picking this up. So you have 2 more months of shows. But I'm just telling you now, if you want to be looking around, Match Game will end at the end of the year." And so over the weekend, I was thinking about it, and on Monday I went back in and I said, "You know, Mark, I work for Mad." And I'm thinking, why are we doing these kind of dreary questions? We should be doing silly stuff like John liked to pour gravy on Mary. Actually, it was the other way around. Mary liked to pour gravy on John's blank.
Yes.
And so that was the very first question I ever wrote. And Goodson did what you did. He laughed. He said, "Well, what will they say?" I said, "Well, they're going to laugh, but then they'll say meatloaf, mashed potatoes, because there are real answers." And he said, "Well, there's 2 months of shows. They can't cancel it twice. Just do what you want." And I started writing all those kind of questions. And after a month, I got another call to Goodson's office, and he goes, "You know what? The rating is going up. And NBC's going to go for another year. So keep writing those questions."
And what year was that?
That was Match Game 1. It was 63. And Match Game stayed in New York City to about 69.
Okay. Well, I'm a product of the 70s. So that's what
was watching. So then it went off in New York. And Goodson said, "You know, pick another show you want to work on, because we're ending Match Game as it is now. We're going to totally retool it. There's something new out now called syndication. We're going to do a syndicated version." But he said it's probably going to take a year or two to get everything organized. He said, "So, you know, go over to What's My Line or To Tell the Truth." But he said, "You know, when it comes back, you'll write it." And he said, also, we're moving it to Hollywood. He said, do you want to go to Hollywood? I'll move you. And I said, you know, Mad is here, and I'm a native New Yorker. And he said, well, I'm not. We're still going to have Goodson Todman East. And so he said, write it wherever you want. So Match Game, in one form or another, ran almost 18 years.
Yeah, oh, my God.
It's really amazing. And I didn't know that until I was doing my research today, because I was just thinking it was a 70s thing. But, I want to talk about some of the big players in the game, you know, and of course, I always think of Charles Nelson Reilly as the one that got me. You know, and I remember you're at a really wild party when you see a blank in every room, and he would write chains from the ceiling, something like that.
Yeah,
and him
yeah.
and Brett Summers, and that whole, the whole thing, the way it came together, Betty White, and this is amazing. When I was younger, I was thinking, you know, I guess she's the older lady on the show, but she's still here and she's still fantastic.
Isn't that a riot?
I know. It was like a 70s thing.
I'll tell you an amazing story about Charles Nelson Reilly and Brett Summers. You know, Brett Summers was married to Jack Klugman. Okay, so Jack Klugman was on it was either the first or the second week of the Hollywood version of Match Game. And back then, Ira Scutch was producing it, and Ira told me this story. And about 2 weeks after Jack Klugman was on, Jack Klugman called Ira Scutch and said, Ira, you have to do me a favor. Ever since I was on Match Game, Brett is driving me nuts. He said, could you put her on just one episode just to get her off my back? And Ira said, well, you know, we do five shows in a day. We'll just book her for a week and try her out. And sat her next to Charles Nelson Reilly. And a couple weeks later, Jack Klugman came up and said, Ira, thank you so much for putting her on. And Ira said, thank me? Thank you. They are dynamite together.
Wow.
And she's just going to be a regular. So what started out as a favor turned out to be almost everybody's favorite duo on the show.
Absolutely, and I remember Charles Nelson Reilly always complaining that Brett Summers would copy his answers. And, you know, and I thought the great thing about Charles Nelson Reilly, I mean, you know, not being concerned with being recognized as gay, he really was a role model for those who didn't even know what was going on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was very subtle, but yet it was there. And there was no denying it. Yeah. So
no, it was very funny. And he never called Peggy Cass a Peggy. I keep screwing up the names. Brett Summers by Brett. He would say, Lucille, what did you say?
Right, exactly.
For the entire run.
Okay, when I come back, I want to talk about what the taping and, you know, that really was a cocktail party, it turns out. And then, of course, Richard Dawson always seemed to be the best player. We'll continue our conversation about Match Game with Dickie D. Bartolo, and he is, well, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, as we have a little fun with this and remember the 70s and I guess the 80s and the 60s, 60s, 70s, 80s, who knew, on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year? Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-864-9517. Call now, and Chad will give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-864-9517. That's 800-864-9517.
Are you a type 2 diabetic suffering from numbness, tingling, stabbing, or burning nerve pains in your toes or feet?
There is a new research study evaluating Metanex, a medical food in an investigational use for people with diabetic nerve pains. Center for Clinical Research, located in the Bay Area and staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this national diabetic peripheral neuropathy study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, study medication, and financial compensation for time and travel. If you're a type 2 diabetic who's been suffering from numbness, tingling, stabbing, or burning nerve pains in your toes or feet, you could qualify for this new diabetic nerve pain study evaluating Metanex. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
We're talking to Dickie D from Mad Magazine, and we're talking 70s game shows. That's right. Specifically, right now, we're talking about Match Game and the cocktail party that really was, and along with To Tell the Truth and Family Feud. All on the way. First, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is, again, parole revoked for a convicted killer.
He blames it on, well, we were young, you know, we were kids. And the commissioners all say, kids that are acting out drive fast and do drugs. They don't do what you do. Do you get that? And he doesn't get it.
Just before 6 o'clock tonight, Governor Jerry Brown made public an order revoking the parole of 53-year-old David Weidert. Weidert was convicted of the torture and murder of Mike Morganti in 1980, a 20-year-old developmentally disabled man. That was his sister you just heard. And it was here on the Drex Radio Show on Wednesday that we first told you that Weidert could have been paroled to a San Francisco halfway house as soon as this weekend.
They beat him, and they made him dig his own grave in between beating him.
Beat him with an aluminum baseball bat, strangled him with a telephone wire, stabbed him, and yes, they even made Mike Morganti dig his own grave.
Mike never fought back. He was 6'5". All he did was beg for them to stop, and they didn't.
Morganti's body was found just before Christmas, 1980. Shocking news as reported by TV station KFSN.
Mike Morganti's life ended in this shallow grave.
But Van Dyne says her brother let his killers know he wasn't going to die easily.
They thought they'd killed him. They covered him up with dirt. And then as they were leaving, Mike reached out of the grave and grabbed Weidert by the leg.
The four-page parole review from Governor Jerry Brown concludes by saying, I find the evidence shows that David Weidert currently poses an unreasonable danger to society if released from prison. Therefore, I reverse the decision to parole Mr. Weidert. Our other top story tonight, the U.S. Supreme Court making history. That's how the celebration sounded just after 7 a.m. Pacific time as the justices, by a 5-4 vote, make same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. The San Francisco celebration started at City Hall, where then-Governor Gavin Newsom challenged California law in 2004 and started issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. KGO 810's Kim McAllister was there.
A celebration as the Supreme Court rules that marriage equality is afforded by the Constitution, that the right to marry is fundamental, paving the way for same-sex marriage in all 50 states, including the 13 that still ban them. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee.
Did you feel the earth shake this morning?
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you that I don't think it was an earthquake, but I do believe it was the scales of justice tipping. And it was the arc of our history being bent.
Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom talked about his role in history.
Today is about an affirmation of all of us and our unique capacity to do extraordinary things.
Harvey Milk was San Francisco's first high-profile gay rights activist, and he was the first openly gay person to be elected to public office in the entire nation. A bust of the late supervisor sits in City Hall, and today his nephew, Stuart Milk, was emotional as he reflected on today's decision.
That bust of my uncle takes away all of my heartbreak when I walk in here because he looks down at amazing events like this.
And now to something that really makes the ground shake.
They can topple or slide off the foundation.
a fatal earthquake flaw has been discovered in more than 1 million California homes. It is such a serious problem, the state legislature included money in the new budget to help homeowners fix that flaw. Here's KGO 810's Kathy Whitman.
The problem is found in pre-1979 wood-framed homes where there is a raised wooden floor and a crawl space.
They were constructed without anchor bolts, and those small cripple walls or short walls around the crawl space are not adequately braced to resist earthquake forces.
Janelle Maffei with the California Earthquake Authority says in the Bay Area alone, there are hundreds of thousands of these homes.
There are over 114,000 pre-1979 homes in Alameda County alone.
Maffei says the fix is relatively inexpensive, about $3,000 to $5,000, and only takes about 2 to 3 days.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:34.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. Heading through Berkeley on eastbound 80, traffic is still stop and go, starting at the tolls up to Gilman Street, but it looks like it is finally beginning to relax. This look at traffic is brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com. In Oakland, 24 eastbound at Telegraph Road, there was a small car blocking the left lane. Only minor slowdowns, though. It looks like they might have gotten it out of the way. Just be prepared to make some room for it. Of course, in the city, Dolores Street between 18th and 20th Streets still blocked for about another 25 minutes for the Trans March. And something to keep in mind for tomorrow in the Castro, the Pink Party is, of course, going to be happening. All major streets around the neighborhood, that includes Market, Castro, Noe, and 19th, are going to be closed off to traffic from noon to 11 p.m. for the pre-parade street celebration. The July 4 Honda sales event is on now at your Northern California Honda dealers. Come in today for historic savings on new Civics, Accords, CRVs, and more. And first look at the all-new HRV. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And what a party it is going to be. The A's and the Giants are home in the Bay Area tonight. A's trailing the Kansas City Royals 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Still no score over at AT&T Park between the Rockies and the Giants. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. Saturday, partly sunny by the bay and inland, mostly cloudy at the coast. Cooler temperatures, upper 50s to mid 80s, but expect those warm temperatures to come back. You know, we had that big heat wave on Thursday. Today, there wasn't really much of a cool down. High, low 60s at the coast, upper 90s inland, and we're expecting something like that on Sunday. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies. It's 69 degrees in Dublin, 60 in Santa Rosa, 77 in Livermore. We've got 72 in San Jose, 61 in Oakland, and 59 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Get ready to match the stars. Orson Bean. Brett Sauer. Charles Nelson Reilly.
What a love this.
Marianne Mobley, Richard Dawson, and Betty White as we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 74.
Yes! And then, you know, Gene Rayburn was your host of the most, and Dickie D is our guest. And he was a writer for Match Game for many, many years. And I have to tell you, Dickie, one of the things is that when I think about today's shows, you got Jeopardy and Wheel and all of those things. There's an irony that, you know, no one in the 70s Match Game could have predicted. It was the last gasp of the smart TV game show. It was fun.
It was fun. And who ever dreamed that today, however many years, I'm very bad at arithmetic, but it's a lot of years, that people would still be watching the repeats. What's amazing is a lot of the early shows, game shows, don't exist because back then videotape was very expensive. So at Goodson, we had all the shows on tape in the library room. But then once a month you would get a memo on your desk saying, the next Monday we're erasing the following weeks of shows. Oh. Match game one through so-and-so, to tell the truth, what's my line? If you need any of these tapes because you have friends on them or anything, please come to the tape library and take them out now. They'll all be erased next Monday.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yes, yeah, and so they used to reuse the tapes. Who ever dreamed that people would, you know, want to see them again?
Well, so, you know, I looked up, and by the way, we're talking Dickie D. He saved Match Game by making it fun and not making it so serious. And I'm looking at, did some research on this, the top 25 game cast list. And Bert Convy's on there, Betty White, Bill Daly, Brett Summers, Charles Nelson Reilly, Elaine Joyce. Let me see here. Fanny Flagg, loved her.
Fanny Flagg was great.
Marsha Wallace, Judy Tenuta, Patty Duke, Richard Dawson, Lee Merriweather, Dick Martin, Rip Taylor. Yeah, any of those guys, any of those folks you want to ring on, you know, rings a bell that you want to talk about?
Oh, God. All of them were on. And I think one of the highlights of one of the shows was Rip Taylor, who I forgot the situation, but he was playing outraged. And he said, I cannot believe, and he got off, and he took his toupee off. No one, I mean, I'm sure everybody figured he's wearing a hairpiece, but that was one of the funniest things that ever happened on the show. And my favorite is from Brett Summers, is I tell the story often because it breaks me up. And it just fit into what Match Game was, a game show that didn't play by any strict rules. And we had a pair of contestants on that they just weren't matching. They were giving answers that matched no one. And about the sixth time that no one matched anything, Gene Rayburn said, our next question, and Brett Summers says, Gene, just stop the show for a minute. I have a question. Is there any qualification for these people to be here? An hour before the show, do you just go out on Hollywood Boulevard and say, you, and you, come in, you're going to be on Match Game? I thought that was the funniest thing I had ever heard.
Talk about ripping down the fourth wall or whatever, right?
Yes,
like, just
right.
Stop the show.
But
how do you even do what? Do you get paid for this?
Yeah, because it really was not about the contestants.
Right. For once.
Yeah.
But yes, Charles Nelson Reilly was often quoted as saying about the Match Game, he said, there is no better job in the world. It's like someone invites you to a cocktail party. You spend several hours there. You have a free lunch with booze. You have a lot of laughs. And as you go out the door, they hand you a check.
Right.
He said, what could be better than that?
That's living the life. So I want to get to exactly that, because you guys would tape at the end of the week, and then you would tape for the whole week, right? And
yes,
so there
we would tape five shows in a day.
Okay, five shows in a day. So in between, there were drinks, there were cocktails. And so,
tell us what a typical day was like.
Right. As the week went on, the progression of the drunkenness, you could see start appearing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right?
Yes, because what they did, the Monday and Tuesday show were done in the morning. I think we did the first tape at noon, noon to 12:30, a 15-minute break. The men usually just changed ties. The women went in and changed everything. And then we would do the second show from 12:45 to 1:15, and then they would have a catered lunch. Especially in the Hollywood version, because there was no real easy place for the cast to go eat, and they didn't want people to go out and get on lines and then be late for the second tapings. So they had the food in the studio, and they served alcohol. They had wine with the meals, and I'm not sure how much hard liquor there was, but and the lunch break was an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours.
Wow.
So then when they came back, they were feeling pretty good. And then the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday show was taped with 15-minute breaks in between. And
to
they
drink
were
more,
always,
right?
Yes, they got to be very loose.
Yes.
And also, people were more awake than they were at the morning taping.
Well, let me ask you, so does it stick out in your mind who was drinking more than the others?
God, you know, it doesn't. Mainly because I only went out for the first few weeks of setting up Match Game out there.
Well, yeah,
because
I'm sure
I didn't
want
to move, and they had three additional writers when it was out in Hollywood. So I continued writing Match Game from New York. I stayed working on To Tell the Truth, and so I didn't have any really inside stuff.
Well, let me ask you this, because Richard Dawson was always the go-to guy. He seemed to be the guy that the contestants would pick because he was most likely to match.
Yes.
What's the background with him?
You know what? The thing was, Richard, he did have a knack for matching everybody, and it got to the point that a lot of people say, you know, in the later Match Games, Richard Dawson looked very unhappy. And what happened was in the final version of Match Game, or at the end of Match Game, you played something called Super Match, where the celebrity, I think they could triple or quadruple their money if you matched one celebrity. And since Richard was so good at the game, everybody picked Richard. And it got to the point where the other five celebrities, what were they sitting there doing? And so they came up with the celebrity wheel. So Ira said, you know, Dick, we're going to put in this wheel, and the contestant will spin it, and that way the other five celebrities will at least get a shot at playing this end game. And, of course, the first time they ever used the wheel, it landed on Richard Dawson.
Oh, God.
But the problem was Richard Dawson told Ira that he was greatly offended that this was a slap in his face.
Oh, my.
And I think that because they were sort of, I don't know, taking away time from him, I have no idea. But also, at about the same time, Family Feud was doing Dynamite.
Oh.
And Ira said, you know, he told me, he said, look, Richard, if you want off this show, I can make that happen real easily. And Richard said, yeah, well, okay. And so he left the show, but he didn't care because he had feud.
Well, Dickie D is our guest from Mad Magazine, and when we come back here after the break, now, Heather, you pulled a clip that was censored, and did it not air? What's the service?
I believe there's segments of Match Game that aren't allowed to be played on the Game Show Network now.
Well, I only know of one, Fanny Flagg. Is that the clip you have?
No, we have something else. Anyway, it says that it's banned, and I found it on YouTube.
Okay. Well,
also, I want to ask you about any other behind-the-scenes relationships.
Okay, hang on, everybody. We're talking about the fun that Match Game was. And also, you know, being on a celebrity, it was a tough gig because you had to earn your keep. So the story goes, and we'll continue the conversation with Dickie D coming up here in just a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
We've got three dogs and a cat, so you can imagine feeding time at our house is a frenzy. Just recently, my husband and I noticed one of our dogs that we just couldn't keep weight on finally started to fill out, but it was only once she started eating Natural Balance Ultra Food. But if your dog needs to shed a few pounds, adding a little protein to their diet wouldn't hurt, so you might want to check out the Natural Balance Wild Pursuit Food. It nourishes your pet with a high-protein diet that your pet naturally craves. But no matter which blend you choose for your furry kids, Natural Balance foods for cats or dogs include ingredients like duck, lamb, chicken, and peas. No more sneaking table scraps to your pets when you want to give them a treat. They will love the Natural Balance tender strips. I know I can always get my girls to behave if they know a venison treat is in their future. So visit naturalbalanceinc.com and enter my code NEWS810 to get your $5 off coupon. Natural Balance for cats and dogs is available locally in your neighborhood pet store and at your nearest Pet Food Express. Natural Balance, it really is food with substance for pets with character.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Dickie D from Mad Magazine is joining us. We're talking about game shows. And I'm playing, Dickie, I'm playing the Family Feud theme because Family Feud with Steve Harvey is the number one syndicated show for the week of June 8th. For the first time ever, it beat Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and Judge Judy. And those are the regular. Yeah. So Steve's doing a hell of a job. And I don't know what your involvement with that show was, but...
I used to write stuff for that show. Of course, when Goodson passed on, all the shows were sold to a company called Fremantle, and they continue producing quite a few of them.
Yeah, he's doing well. So we wanted to get back to the censored version. Go ahead, set it up, Heather. This one did not play?
This aired in the 70s, but it's banned currently from rerunning.
Okay, let's play it so he can hear it.
I'm going to have a quick sniff of my marking pen and I'll be ready.
No, that's enough of that.
Where have you gone?
Here it is.
Yes.
How to get a man.
Yes. Your eyes are quite beautiful.
That right there is wacky.
How to get a man to propose.
Yes.
One,
yes.
Tell him you love him.
Yes.
Two, tell him he's handsome.
Yes.
Three, tell him you're blank.
How to get a man to propose.
How to get a man to propose. There you are. How to get a man to propose. One, tell him you love him. Two, tell him he's handsome. Three, tell him you're blank.
How long have you been in this country, dear?
Now, Orson, write something down there. You're on your own. I'm not going to help you any more than that. Okay, he is finished. Margaret, how to get a man to propose? One, tell him you love him. Two, tell him he's handsome. Three, tell him you're blank.
Willing.
Willing? Tell him you're willing.
Willing
who? Willing.
Willing.
It's a very Charles Dickens answer. Orson, she said willing. May we see your answer?
Please repeat the question.
Tell him he's handsome. Three, tell him you're...
a nymphomaniac.
And so, Dickie D, I guess it can't air now because he said nymphomaniac. Orson Welles,
Isn't that a riot how things have changed?
I know, so PC.
Yes.
Sucks.
Well, I forgot the question, but the answer... that Fanny Flagg wrote was genitals. And, you know, it's very funny. I wish I could remember them all, but Diane Janiver, who worked on the show, before every show, she had a list, and she would say, all right, so this is what you can and cannot say on the air. You cannot say breasts. You say boobs. You cannot say fornicate, you say make love. You cannot say, I can't even remember the rest of it, but it was an entire, you cannot say urinate, you say tinkle. And so that was the list. But the celebrities didn't get the list. And so on air, they blanked out what Fanny said, and there was a big X over her card.
Oh, my.
Oh.
But I found out from Ira that it actually had said genitals.
That's great. That's great. Well, yeah. You know, tell me, because I was doing a little reading up on this, and is it true that being a celebrity on Match Game could be a tough gig because you had to earn your keep by, you know, not only interjecting the jokes, but too many interruptions made you look obnoxious? I mean, what were those
rules
like?
Well, you know what?
Like?
Yeah. I think there were people that didn't come back because they, you know, there's no right and wrong answer on Match Game.
Right.
And but the thing is, if you write stupid answers a lot, it does slow the game down. And I don't know if you have to be an out-and-out comedian, but you really have to have an outgoing personality for Match Game. And also, there really wasn't too many. There were, you know, Richard was pretty much permanent. Brett and Charles were permanent. And so half the panel was always the same. And then there were the Goodson Todman regulars, the people that we really loved, like Betty White.
Oh, sure.
That you wanted to make sure went through, you know, every couple of months. So they didn't have that many new people. But if you were one of the new people, yes, it would be good if you got a couple of matches and if you threw in a couple of jokes.
So yeah. It was actually tough to get kicked off. I was wondering, you said that Jack Klugman and Brett yes. Summers met and married on the show, right?
No. They were married before.
Oh.
Jack Klugman was just a celebrity.
Okay.
And he wanted to make sure that he wanted
wifey
Brett
on the
to
program
go on, only because Brett was driving him crazy.
Well,
right.
any of those guests never get. Were there ever an incident where, you know, they did not get along and there was some off-camera fighting or feuding?
Boy, no. I think the show was too nutty, and I think the mix of people was too crazy that would ever happen.
Were there any other hookups?
The only thing that happened with me once, Betty White was just wonderful, and she was on Match Game in the New York version, and we were in the dressing room talking, and I said, and you know, she's very approachable, and we would laugh and talk, and I said, Betty, I'm so excited, I just had my first book published by Mad Magazine, and she said, oh my God, can you sign me a copy? And anyway, I did. But on the show, Gene Rayburn said, so Betty, what's new with you? And Betty said, you know, Gene, nothing's new with me, but guess what? Vic DiBartolo's written this book, and she showed the book. And well, back then, there was standards and practices.
Oh, yes.
When the show ended, I had three people from Standards and Practices waiting for me backstage. Did you pay her? Did you tell her?
Oh,
that?
Oh yes. Brother. The whole consideration thing, yes.
Yes.
Did
yes.
you blank Betty in the blank? Oops, sorry.
Did she give you blank to do this? Yeah. No, I had to sign a thing that she did it of her own free will, and I didn't ask her to do it.
And we received nothing for this promotion.
Exactly.
That's right.
And I love the story with Betty White, and I guess, you know, there was always something going on with her and Brett Summers. They would, you know, have fun together.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, the whole cast was, the show was just, and Rayburn was just wonderful.
Yes, we have to mention Gene.
Yeah, Gene was amazing. And I'll tell you a quick thing about that mic. You know, people always say to me, so what's with the mic? Why was that big mic? What was that, some, like, phallic symbol? And it was very simple. In New York, and I assume he did the same in California, during all the commercials, Rayburn would go out to the audience and talk to them during every break. And often he couldn't hear when he would ask questions what the answers were. And in a meeting, he said, you know what, guys, I love talking to the audience, but this lapel mic is ridiculous here. Is it possible to get some sort of an extended mic so that when I go out to the audience? And that's when they gave him that big mic.
Yes,
with
that was a
14-inch mic, so that he could just easily get hold out so people could answer and everybody could hear it.
All right, Dickie, we got to wrap here because we need to go to the news. But what are some of the books that you have out right now? Because I know people love you.
Oh, well, currently, actually, Good Days and Mad was the last book I wrote, which was the history of Mad Magazine, the way our publisher wrote it. But if you pick up the current issue of Mad Magazine, I have a takeoff on pocket hose in it. And if you like gadgets, go to gizwiz.biz to see gadgets, or go to gizwiz.tv to see an hour show I do every week with Chad Johnson about wacky gadgets.
Fantastic. Cool. Thank you very much, Dick DiBartolo. It's Dickie D from Mad Magazine, and we'll be back on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. By calling the treatment helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. Call 1-800-452-1653.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.